Doctor, thank God you called.
Hi, Stu. I just played back the strangest message. It was from Fluke. I think my machine is broken again. His voice was all sped up.
Doctor.
That's Doctor.
Yeah, well, listen, you're not going to believe this. Last week, Fluke came over here to record new fun phone tapes. He was coughing and hacking like crazy. So, considerate person that I am, I decided to make him one of my secret formula cure-alls. Anyway, he drank it, and suddenly his voice became so high that he sounds like one of David Seville's old records.
Did he complain about anything inside of his throat?
Well, he said it was scratchy. Wait! He said something about his tonsils flaring up again.
That's it. He was just suffering from a mild case of tonsillitis. Where is he now? How is he?
Well, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Well, about 50 minutes after his voice changed, a cop knocked on my door looking for marijuana smugglers. When he heard Fluke talk, he thought his voice had become high from smoking all that pot, so he arrested him, and he's been in jail the past week.
I'm surprised he didn't arrest you with your voice.
Yeah, well, he was going to, but then he... Wait a minute, Doctor!
Just a little joke, Stu. Look, I'll meet you down at the jail in 30 minutes. I want to see what your drink did to Fluke's tonsils.
Oh, okay, Doctor, and thanks.
I tell you, I'm innocent.
Oh, sure you are. With that voice, you couldn't even be Donald Duck. Shut up.
But I tell you, I'm innocent. Oh, boy. Just wait until I get my hands on Stu. I'll kill him!
What's that?
Oh, it's a telephone.
The 14th Precinct. Sergeant Fendrick Shitforbrain speaking. Yeah? You did? When? Really? Oh, wow. Right. Okay. Yeah. Take it easy. The good news, kiddo, you're free. The real smuggler turned himself in. Before I let you go, just answer one question.
What?
How the hell did you get a voice like that?
I was castrated by Colonel Sanders.
The really? Let me see.
Just get me out of here, you asshole! I've got someone I've been meaning to kill!
Then you better watch it. Homicide'll put you right back in there. And I don't care if you've got balls or not.
All right. This is it. I got Fluke's doctor with me and he'll explain everything. I'll prove that he's clean.
Relax, fat and ugly. We've already proven that. By the way, what's your name?
Stu, why?
Oh, good. Fluke, you might as well stay in there. The homicide victim's here, and that'll really be convenient for me if you kill him right in your cell. That way, I won't have to go out and track you down.
Where is he?
Easy, Fluke, easy. I brought Dr. Doctor with me. He's going to examine you and find out why you sound so funny.
I know why I sound funny. It was your shitty drink.
Just open your mouth, Fluke. I want to have a look around.
See if you can find his balls in there, will you, Doc?
Well, what's that supposed to mean?
Oh, this moron can't take a joke.
You call having no balls a joke? You've got a warped sense of humor.
Just open up, Fluke.
Well, what's all that mean, Doc?
This is very interesting, Stu. Have a look.
Wow, that is weird.
Let me see. Wow, that sure is weird. What's weird?
One of Fluke's tonsils is shorter than the other.
Is that what's causing his voice to be so high?
That's it exactly. You see, your drink caused his left tonsil to push its way up into the roof of his mouth, probably because it was trying to get away from the drink Fluke was attempting to swallow.
You guys are both crazy. His voice is high because he ain't got no balls.
Would you mind waiting outside, please? We'll call you when Fluke is ready to be discharged.
But with no balls, Fluke can never discharge again.
Will you wait outside, please?
Sure.
Doctor, how do we get Fluke's voice back to normal?
Well, there are two ways. One, you can wait for the tonsil to grow back in.
Well, how long will that take?
About a year.
A year? Are you crazy?
No, I'm perfectly sane.
That's a matter of opinion.
Your voice will get gradually lower between now and then.
Well, what's the other way?
This may sound crazy, but, you'll have to tie a string around your tonsil, then tie the other end around a forceful object, such as a door being slammed, and that will pull a tonsil forward to its full upright position.
Sounds like we're on an airplane that's ready to land. Are you sure that will work, Doctor?
I'm pretty sure.
Well, just how sure is pretty sure?
Pretty sure.
Sue, get me out of here. If that door bit doesn't work, I'll be back in here tomorrow and you'll be at Forest Lawn.
Okay, Luke, the string is tied to your tonsil and now it's tied to the doorknob. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
Okay, here goes. Okay, Fluke, say something.
Is my voice back to normal? Hey, why do I sound like a drunk Santa Claus?
Uh-oh, I think I overdid it.
Yes, Fluke, I'm gonna kill you.
Hold it! You said that you would only kill me if your voice didn't change. It did.
Oh, yeah, you're right. But what do I do now?
First of all, it's not my fault. Doctor suggested this.
Well, I gotta kill someone, so I'll kill him.
Now wait, I got a better idea.
Yeah, what?
Well,